Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Financial Market Insights for Traders. I'm your host, Sophia, and today we're tackling a subject that every trader and investor, whether beginner or seasoned pro, needs to pay attention to, and that is the impact of geopolitics on financial markets. Now, when most people think of markets, they think of earnings reports, central bank interest rate decisions, or GDP numbers. And sure, those are important, but politics, especially global politics, can move markets just as much, if not more. Wars, trade disputes, sanctions, even political votes like referendums, they can all send ripples across asset classes in ways that catch people completely off guard. So in this episode, I want to walk you through how to think about investing during geopolitical uncertainty. I'll explain why these risks matter, how trade wars in particular have hit markets in recent years, and what strategies you can use to protect yourself and still find opportunities. We'll go into some case studies too, like the Russia-Ukraine war, conflicts in the Middle East, and Brexit, so you can see how this plays out in real time. And I'll finish with some thoughts on the role of technology and education, because honestly, those are the two things that give modern traders a huge advantage when the world feels chaotic. So let's start by answering the big question. Why does geopolitical risk matter so much for investors? The short version is this: it creates volatility. Unlike company earnings or predictable business cycles, geopolitical shocks are usually sudden and binary. A war either happens or it doesn't. A sanction is either imposed or it's not. And once these things happen, markets react almost instantly. Think about currencies first. Whenever uncertainty spikes, money tends to rush toward what we call safe haven currencies. The US dollar, the Japanese yen, and the Swiss franc are the classics. Meanwhile, currencies from emerging markets often take the hardest hit because they're seen as riskier. Commodities are another huge one. Oil prices are a textbook example. Whenever there's conflict in the Middle East, oil tends to jump because traders worry about supply disruptions. The same thing goes for agricultural goods. If a major wheat or soybean exporter gets caught up in a political dispute, global food prices can jump. Then we've got equity markets. Stocks often sell off when a conflict breaks out or a trade war heats up. But here's the nuance: not every sector loses. Defense companies, energy producers, even cybersecurity firms often benefit during times of heightened tension. And finally, bonds. Whenever the world feels uncertain, investors pile into government bonds of stable countries, especially US treasuries. That pushes bond prices higher and yields lower. So if you're trading or investing, the key lesson here is that geopolitics doesn't just add background noise, it reshapes the playing field. Now let's get specific with one of the clearest examples, trade wars. Out of all the forms of geopolitical risk, trade wars stand out because their effects are so broad and measurable. And the U.S. China trade war in the late 2010s is the perfect case study. What happened? Well, equities got hit hard, especially in sectors like technology and manufacturing. Companies that relied on exports to China suddenly faced higher costs and shrinking margins because tariffs disrupted supply chains. Commodities turned into weapons. China targeted U.S. farm products like soybeans and pork, which crushed American farmers. At the same time, metals like steel and aluminum saw distorted pricing due to tariffs and counter-tariffs. Currencies adjusted too. The Chinese yuan weakened, partly on purpose, to soften the blow of tariffs and keep Chinese exports competitive. Meanwhile, the US dollar strengthened at times, not just because of its safe haven status, but also because global investors wanted protection. And let's not forget investor psychology. Uncertainty kept volatility elevated for months. Risk-off positioning became the default, and traders moved money into defensive strategies. That trade war taught us a big lesson. When global trade is disrupted, it's not just a diplomatic story. It hits company earnings, currencies, and commodities all at once. So the question is, how do you invest when this kind of geopolitical uncertainty is hanging over the market? Well, here are some strategies that professionals use, and they're worth considering. First, diversify globally. If you're too concentrated in one region, let's say European stocks, then if a European conflict breaks out, your portfolio takes the full hit. Spreading your assets across North America, Asia, and even selected emerging markets balances that risk. Second, allocate some money to safe haven assets. Gold is the obvious one. Treasuries and the Swiss franc are also solid choices. These won't necessarily make you rich, but they act as insurance during turbulent times. Third, think about sector rotation. Remember, not all sectors lose during geopolitical shocks. Defense contractors often see demand spike. Energy companies can benefit if oil and gas prices jump. Cybersecurity firms are another interesting one, especially in a world where cyber warfare is part of modern conflict. Fourth, use hedging tools. Derivatives like options and futures exist for exactly this reason. For example, if you're worried about a foreign exchange swing, hedging that currency exposure can protect you. And finally, be tactically flexible. If you're a long-term investor, stick to your plan. But that doesn't mean ignoring reality. Sometimes temporarily overweighting defensive positions or raising cash can keep you safe while the storm passes. Let's ground this with some real-world case studies. The most obvious one in recent years is the Russia-Ukraine war. Energy markets went haywire. Natural gas prices in Europe hit record highs because supply chains were disrupted. The war also drove global food and fuel prices higher, which fed into inflation across the world. Market reaction? Investors rotated into energy stocks, commodities, and defense firms. European equities, meanwhile, underperformed badly. Now think about the Middle East. Every time tensions rise in that region, oil markets feel it immediately. Historically, short-term oil price spikes have been common, and that benefits energy producers. But the flip side is global equities often take a hit, and consumers around the world pay more for fuel. And then there's Brexit. The referendum itself caused massive volatility. The British pound collapsed, and UK equities underperformed for years as political negotiations dragged on. Investors who stayed nimble could profit from the currency moves, but for many, it was a painful reminder of how political votes can rock markets. So how long do these shocks last? It depends. Some are short-term, like a missile strike that causes markets to wobble for a few days before things settle down. Others are prolonged disputes, like trade wars or extended sanctions, and they can reshape entire industries for years. And then there are structural shifts like the oil embargo in the 1970s, which permanently changed how energy markets function. For investors, the challenge is figuring out whether an event is short-term noise or something that fundamentally changes the landscape. Now, I want to touch on something that makes today's environment different from the past. Technology. For modern traders, having the right platform is not optional, it's essential. News travels instantly, markets react in seconds, and opportunities come and go quickly. You need a platform that delivers real-time data, fast execution, and tools to analyze global events as they unfold. That's where platforms like Crystal Ball Markets come in. It's a world-class, cutting-edge, user-friendly trading app built for both beginners and pros. If you're serious about trading during volatile times, it's the kind of tool you want at your fingertips. But technology alone isn't enough. You also need knowledge. And honestly, ongoing education is one of the best forms of risk management you can have. Understanding how geopolitics ties into macroeconomics and financial markets gives you context, so you're not just reacting emotionally. If you're starting out, you don't need to jump into dense textbooks. Beginner-friendly resources can be just as valuable. That's why I recommend the Crystal Ball Markets podcast. It breaks down trading, investing, and macro in a way that's approachable, so you can build your foundation without feeling overwhelmed. So let me wrap this up with a few key takeaways. Geopolitical shocks are unpredictable, and they will always cause volatility. But volatility isn't just danger, it's also opportunity. Some sectors and assets benefit when others suffer. Building resilience into your portfolio with diversification, safe havens, and hedging tools gives you protection. And staying flexible while leaning on technology and education puts you in the best position to not just survive uncertainty, but thrive in it. Investing during geopolitical uncertainty is challenging, yes, but it's also where some of the best opportunities are found. That's it for today's episode of Financial Market Insights for Traders. I'm Sophia, and I hope this helped you see geopolitical risk not as something to fear, but as something to understand and navigate. If you enjoyed this, make sure to subscribe and share it with fellow traders who want to sharpen their edge. Until next time, stay informed, stay adaptable, and trade smart.